A story that men should probably not talk about. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Marine Corps has wrapped up an extensive scientific study designed to find out whether it makes sense to put women in combat. And the answer seems to be no. Now, before everybody jumps to conclusions about the conclusions, let me point out a few things about this study. The data collection was meticulous, to the point that computers tracked each bullet fired and by whom, while monitoring soldiers' stress levels as if they were astronauts. And the data was clear. The all-male units were much faster in combat situations compared to units mixing men and women. And women were injured twice as often as men because of the heavy loads they had to carry. The study also found, and let's remember, I'm just the messenger here, that male Marines with no infantry training were better shots than women with infantry training. But here's the mistake I see men making, and you can already see it in the online comments. Men have this irresistible urge to say, "I told you so," because men tend to see these experiments as political correctness run amok. I think everyone agrees the average woman is going to have a tougher time meeting physical combat standards than the average man. But I also think that every woman who wants combat training should get it. Because war is changing. The battle isn't always on the battlefield anymore. What happened 14 years ago today reminds us. It may be on an airplane or a high-speed train or a classroom or a cafeteria. And the more women who are trained to show courage in a crisis, whether they get to serve on a traditional battlefield or not, the safer we'd all be. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.